Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Jake Sherman. John Dingell is dead at 92. I wrote the obituary with John Bresnahan. Dingell was the longest-serving member of Congress, and his tenure stretched from Dwight Eisenhower to Barack Obama. He passed away on Thursday. The president will receive his annual physical today at Walter Reed.
We've got some news this morning. The DCCC raised more than $3 million at a dinner at the W Hotel last night, hosted by House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richie Neal and members of his panel. Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the cash haul at the dinner. It comes as Democrats are focused on stockpiling cash to reelect their frontline members and target 33 new Republican seats, the majority of which Republicans won by 5 or fewer points. And the Post has a look at how Democrats are struggling to answer for allegations against Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax after coming out together denouncing Brett Kavanaugh.
1 week until the government shuts down, Ileana Johnson, Burgess Everett, and Gabby Orr report the president is increasingly feeling trapped given congressional Republicans are unwilling to back a government shutdown or national emergency declaration to build the wall. Andrew DiSiderio and Darren Samuelson preview the big story today. Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will testify before the House Judiciary Committee.
The New York Times scooped that a year before journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed, the Saudi prince told an aide that he would use a bullet on him if he didn't return to Saudi Arabia and stop being critical of the kingdom. Laura Baron Lopez and Stephanie Murray have a look at how billionaire Tom Steyer is trying to pressure House Democrats to impeach the president, targeting Richard Neal of Massachusetts, Jerry Nadler of New York, and Elijah Cummings in Maryland.
On the investigations front, the Post is reporting the prosecutors are alleging Paul Manafort continued to work on behalf of Ukraine in 2018. Vanity Fair reports that the person behind the president's inaugural, Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, was concerned about how money was being spent and the involvement of the Trump family. Zoe Tillman tweeted that Jerome Corsi is suing Roger Stone, accusing him of defamation for saying Corsi lied.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president is going to Walter Reed for his physical. He will leave the White House at noon and will return to D.C. at 4:40 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.